Weather come springtime. I'm Eric Pfeiffer reporting from the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum and the Fort Wayne Farm Show on Hoosier Ag Today. And I'm with the self-proclaimed world's okayest meteorologist. It's a t-shirt and everything. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here. And Ryan, you just gave a little bit of an outlook here a little while ago to the folks at the Fort Wayne Farm Show about the forecast coming up. What say you about springtime 2025?
Well, it's kind of interesting. What I told the folks here was, you know, look, we just came out of an almost unprecedented fall. Now, when it comes to harvest, it was unprecedented with the speed that we did. But if you look at the five-month precipitation combined to finish last year, so Dec, Nov, back into October, August, September, we have only done that kind of precipitation setup seven other times going all the way back to 1895. So trying to see some patterns here and what happens after that. Four out of those 7 years, we ended up with a very, very dry April and May. The other three, all over the board. But I think right now, the way that we're setting this up, we've got a long tail to this dryness that we ended 2024 with. And I think that leads into a fairly friendly spring planting season. Is it going to be all roses and sunshine? Probably not, but friendly, I think, to get this crop in.
What kind of process do you go through to look for this type of thing this far out? I mean, here we are, early January, and you're trying to predict what things are going to be come planting time. Obviously, weather changes. You can't put it out day by day, but there is some science behind this, right?
Yes, I have a large rock suspended from a rope. Some of you know it as the old Indian weather rock, and I consult that quite a bit. But in all actuality, Eric, when you look at longer-term forecasts, it's about pattern recognition, trying to find a pattern. Just like in marketing, you try and find patterns on charts. For the technicals, we look back through and try and find patterns. Does that mean what happened in 1635 is going to happen again? No, absolutely not. But if you find patterns, we can get a little insight as to maybe what a season is going to unfold as with its little curveballs here and there. But we feel fairly confident about the pattern that we're seeing right now.
And you're here at the Fort Wayne Farm Show. Folks can come see you while you do your day job with Louis Dreyfus Company here at the Fort Wayne Farm Show. Come on back, say hi to Ryan. You're doing other stuff here with soybeans, right? You want to talk to people about that.
Exactly. I'm the world's okayest bean buyer as well. So come by Louis Dreyfus. We'll talk about the bean markets and what's going on and to talk a little bit probably about our new plant over in Ohio as well.
CJ Miller has the rest of the news coming up next here on Hoosier Ag Today. The Fort Wayne Farm Show open until 8 tonight.